Swift drew closer. Willow. Then, it's all connected. A handmade booklet was attached to the poster with a piece of yarn. The importance of trees, Swift read. Soleil and Chenille crowded around him. Wood products, food products, soil conservation. Look here. They read. Trees help preserve the balance of gases in the atmosphere. A tree's leaves absorb carbon dioxide from the air. They also produce oxygen and release it into the atmosphere. These two processes are necessary for people to live. Swift looked around him. Sorry, little ones, he said. Then he detached the booklet from the poster and stuck it inside his tunic. Come on, let's go. The girls followed Swift to the large double doors and outside into the daylight. The first thing they noticed was the blue of the sky. In their time, the blue was dull. Often, on days when vile smells rode the winds, it was tinged with a purplish pink. Next, they noticed the air, taking in great lungfuls of it and marveling at its clarity. And then, at the bottom of a long flight of steps, they stopped in their tracks. In front of them, beside them, behind them, and traveling along the sides of wide paved streets were trees. Rows and rows of trees. And something was missing. The regulators. The trio ran into a grassy area that bordered a thick group of trees. This has got to be what we need, exclaimed Chenille. Yes, said Soleil. But look how big they are. We cannot bring one of them back. The friends gathered close to a tree and touched its trunk and its long, thin branches. The leaves felt like soft fabric. This reminds me of the time we studied food breeding in the lab, said Swift. Yes, said Soleil. See how it grows out of the earth? It must be of nature. You mean it grows from a seed? Asked Chenille. Impossible, said Swift. Something that big? A big seed, said Soleil. She pulled herself up on a branch and swung up into the leaves. Swift and Chenille looked up as she disappeared. Then they felt something sharp hit their shoulders and glance off the tops of their heads. Above them, Soleil was laughing. Catch, she cried. She rained down handfuls of round brown objects the shape of small rocks. Seeds, cried Swift, bending to scoop them up. He filled his pockets as Chenille gathered the tree seeds in a large pouch. Instead of bringing back one tree, they would return with many.